Okay. Any question? No. Everybody understood? Friendship with the bear. Now we talk about something a little bit further about wishing. What do you wish to have? What do you think about? So let's hear Rumi. Who is the guilty one tonight? You'll be the guilty one.
Mustafa, on whom you please, went to visit the sick companion. An exposition of the Prophet of visiting the sick. A notable amongst the companions fell ill, and in that illness of his became as a threat. Mustafa went to visit him, since his nature was all kindness and generosity. There is profit in your visiting the sick. The Prophet is returning to you again.
Means what? Means stop it. He started something. There is this good fellow, one of the Sahaba, who got sick. Prophet went to see him because what the Prophet does is good. Why? Because for us to understand why did he do it? He did it because he was kind and stubborn. I told you that because you have to be like that if you're a believer. Therefore, this explanation that when you go to visit someone, there is something over there. There is a benefit for you to gain. Because that kindness, that attention will come back to you. And he will go on to count all the benefits of this for you to learn. If somebody has a problem, you have to visit that some fellow. Read from the verse before, please. There is profit.
There is profit in your visiting the sick. The Prophet is returning to you again.
Yes.
The first profit is that the sick person may perchance be a kutub and a glorious king. And if he be not a kutub, he may be a friend of the way. If he be not the king, he may be a cavalier of the host. Deem it then incumbent to attach yourselves to the friends of the way, whosoever it may be, and whether footman or rider. And if he be a foe, still this kindness is good, for by kindness many a foe has been made a friend.
Let's recount it. You started with this. First of all, I say when somebody has a problem, go for help. Do you remember something like this? Do you remember the beginning of the friendship with the bear? Said the bear was entrapped, he shouted help, somebody arrived. There is always someone. Now in the next story you will realize that you were supposed to be one of those someones. If somebody needs help, stand up. First, it's good for your own good, because the goodness will come back to you. Secondly, maybe he's a very real fellow, like a kutub, like a saint or whatever. You don't know, do you? We talked about this. You don't know who the fellow is. And you say, okay, let's say he's not a kutub. He is a fellow close to a kutub. Then what? Anyone has a positive side, and you should be ready to help. And why do I say this? Because you don't have the vision. You cannot see the people. So you cannot be the judge of the situation. You just should help, because if there is a fellow someone, There is a hidden treasure there, because that fellow has a heart, and that heart is a hidden treasure. Remember? Therefore, this is it. First of all, when you see somebody fallen, you should be in the good spirit and try to help. And because you don't know what's in that fellow, you should go positive and think about the hidden treasure in that fellow. Therefore, there is this therefore which is not translated. Therefore, visiting the people who are working with you is a must. No matter he's riding on foot or if he's riding on a horse or something else. And let's go to the extent that if it is the enemy, when you are doing the kindness, that enemy will turn around to be a friend. Let's say he doesn't become your friend, but at least his negative feeling will be reduced. So you should understand that there are so many prophets which I didn't count, I didn't say, because I don't want to make it very long. Conclusion, you should be the friend of a group. And like a statue maker, you should make a kind friend from whatever it is. If it is even the stone, you should carve a friendship over there. Because when the caravan is big and there are so many people in caravan, the thieves hesitate to attack it. Bigger the caravan, safer it is. You see the argument? Means that that fellow is sick, the prophet is there, that's it. In this paragraph, we don't talk about it later. This paragraph first, we want to say that pay attention to the act of the prophet. The prophet will do it. Why? Not because he is a very good friend of prophet, because prophet is kindness. This is his attitude. Go back to verses.
Deem it then incumbent to attach yourselves to the friends of the way, whosoever it may be, and whether footman or rider. And if he be a foe, still his kindness is good, for by kindness many a foe has been made a friend. And though he does not become a friend, his enmity is lessened, because kindness becomes the balm for enmity. There are many prophets besides these, but I am afraid of being tedious, good friend. The gist is this: be the friend of the whole community, like the idol maker carve a friend out of the stone, because the throng and multitude of a caravan will break the backs and spears of the highwaymen.
Means what? Now look at the paragraph.
What is this paragraph? This paragraph is coming after the last paragraph, which was the last part of the loving the bear, or falling in love with the bear, right? Over there is that you are not supposed to walk with the bear. You are not supposed to walk with the stupid people. That was the rule, right? You were supposed to know who you are making friend with. That was general rule. Here he gave you the exception of that rule. Except when I'm talking about the fellow travelers, these are your duties. Not your duties. This is the best practice for you, because there is a lot to gain over there. First, you practice being kind. You know that you have to practice. I told you that the verb in Persian is exercise. You exercise or you practice the love. You don't do it, you don't get involved in it. You practice. So first, you become better in kindness. Second, that kindness reflects back to you, because I'm talking about the group, that fellow travelers. Third, maybe he is a sheikh. How do you know? Okay, he's not a sheikh, but he's a close friend of a sheikh. No, let's say he is enemy. First of all, you don't know. Even if it is enemy, it will reduce the animosity. Then, somebody will join the group. The group will grow. This group should grow to cover all we. It's like that. So, do not take that story I told you as an excuse not to be kind to the people. But if you're kind with a stupid fellow, and someone with a vision, with an open eye, will tell you, stop it, stop it. But remember, this is your duty. Yes, now.
Inasmuch as you have not the heart's two eyes, O rebellious man, so that you cannot distinguish firewood from aloes wood, since there exists a treasure in the world, do not grieve. Deem no ruined place empty of treasure. Take yourself to every dervish at random, and when you find the mark, frequent assiduously. As the inward-seeing eye was not to you, think always the treasure in everyone. How the high God revealed to Moses, of whom be peace, why did you not visit me when I was ill?
This is a very good story. Suddenly God will ask Moses that, you Moses, I was sick, you didn't come and visit. A very strange question, isn't it? Let's hear it.
To Moses there came from God this reproach. O you who have seen the rising of the moon from your bosom, to you, you whom I have illumined with the divine light, I am God. I fell sick, you came not. Moses said, O you transcendent in your glory, you are clear of loss. What mystery is this? Explain this, O Lord. God said unto him again, why in my sickness did you not kindly ask after me? He answered, O Lord, you have no imperfection. Understanding is lost. Unfold these words.
Please change that understanding to intelligence. That's Apple. Apple will be lost yet. So this is a complicated story. Open it up for me. How about that? God is saying that I was sick, you didn't come to see me. Moses will say, you cannot get sick. Listen to the answer. Yes?
God said, yea, a favored and chosen slave fell sick. I am he. Considered well.
Ah, that's the point. That I'm not alone. You want to visit me? There are some people that they're connected to me. They are my slave. They surrendered to me. Visiting them is visiting me. If they are sick, it becomes the prophet's duty to look after them. What happened here? Three clear categories. The first one is the bear, the stupid fellow. The stupid fellow, don't. Then, fellow travelers. Ah, you should do for your own good, for so many reasons, we can't do it. Then, if you want to do the best, you should find one of those holy fellows if they need something, because they're actually, you're visiting God.